Some artists are truly prolific. Composer Franz Joseph Haydn wrote over 100 symphonies. Science fiction writer Isaac Asimov wrote 450 books, over 450 books, in fact. Our next guest is nowhere near as famous as those two men, but he is just as prolific, if not more so. He has taken over 300,000 photographs of life in Fresno since 1973. He is retired Fresno attorney Howard Watkins. Some of his best work is part of a new exhibit, his first ever solo show. It's at Fresno State's Henry Madden Library Ellipse Gallery now through August 14th with 48 photos on display. Howard joins us today. Howard, welcome.
Thank you.
Did you ever think you were going to take 300,000 photographs when you started out this project?
Never. Not even close.
Why did you begin, and what was your rationale?
Well, originally it was just a hobby. I started taking photographs in junior high and high school and college. And when we moved to Fresno in 73, travel and family photos. But I was active in the Bar Association, started doing bar luncheons and dinner programs. I'm active in community groups, and I take a photo here and there. And at some point, people were telling me, you know, you got a historic record here. And very influenced by Pop LaValle and what his great-granddaughter Elizabeth LaValle has done with his collection of photos. And, yes, yeah, so my camera went wherever I went. I had a Canon for many years. Now it's a Nikon. So I have good camera equipment. I'm not a professional. I'm an amateur photographer. But 300,000 photos, you tend to develop some very decent photography skills.
So what are your favorites that you look back at that are in the gallery, I imagine?
Well, my favorite one is one that wasn't in Fresno. It was down in L.A. I have a picture of Muhammad Ali in 1967. He's at an anti-war rally and signing autographs. But historic, probably the most historic photo is one of four women, the presiding judge of the Superior Court, Hillary Chittick, district attorney then Elizabeth Egan, Sheriff Margaret Mims, and chief probation officer Linda Pinner. And I got the four of them together, even though they have a very busy schedule. And that represents the first time four women held those court-related positions in the history of California. And that grouping would not have happened if I hadn't contacted them and they accommodated me.
It also has to be interesting for you to go to these events and be the man behind the camera. Do you go to specific things just to take photographs, or is it just, I'm going to be at this luncheon, I'll bring my camera with me?
It's both. And over the last probably 10, 15 years, I've made a point that if something's historic, I will go to it. So, for example, when they had the groundbreaking of the high-speed rail downtown, I made a point to be there and took a lot of photos. Groundbreakings only happen once. When they dedicated the Woodward Park Library, I was there for the ribbon cutting. And I also tend to specialize now in large group photos. Amongst the photos on display is the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom celebrated their local chapter 25th anniversary back in the early 90s at the Hacienda Ballroom, which no longer exists. And I said, let's do a group photo. So there's 100-plus people in that. Same thing, I spoke at the Rotary Club downtown, which is one of the largest in the state and country, and I set it up so afterwards we do a group photo of about 200 members.
So what have you learned over the years in your time as a photographer and also working with people in something like this?
There's a lot of history. And up until the proliferation of smartphones, if I was not at an event, even an awards luncheon, there was no photographs taken. That just blew me away that they spend money on these major events. Two other examples, when the Fresno State women's softball team won the national championship and later when the men's won the baseball championship, they had their big gung-ho rallies at Bulldog Diamond and Biden Field, and the university wasn't going to do a team photo. And I asked the coach, could we do a team photo? And said yes. So there's team photos at the home celebration because I asked for it.
Now, this exhibit that's at the Henry Madden Library right now through August 14th is some of your best work, 48 photos on display, some other digital things as well in that exhibit. But I want to talk now about the project and your relationship with the library. First of all, 300,000 photographs, Howard. How do you even store and catalog manage that size of a collection?
It takes a lot of time, and as has been pointed out to me, it's more of an obsession than a hobby. Because when you take 10 or 15,000 photos a year on your own time and your own dime, because I was working as a full-time attorney, you really got to spend a lot of time then editing the photos, et cetera. But everything's digital. The community responded when I started the project to raise the donate funds through the Fresno Regional Foundation. This project is a partnership of the Madden Library, the Regional Foundation, and me. To get all my negatives scanned, I had over 100,000 negatives, but until they're digitized, you can't really do much with it. So that was done, but now I'm in the process of having to raise $200,000 as an endowment for the cost of putting the photos online through the library. It could be like 10 terabytes worth of photos. That's a lot of photos, which would cover 1973 to 2003. And then to maintain it, because they have to refresh it. You don't just upload it and it's there forever. You got to refresh it, otherwise it deteriorates. So I'm hoping people will donate to the Fresno Regional Foundation. You can do it online. It's FresnoReg, R-E-G, foundation.org. And donate when you're online to the Howard K. Watkins Photographic Archive Fund. And that fund is used to pay for the expenses of the project. I don't get any income to me. And one of the keys to this project is I'm giving up my financial interest in it. This is intended to be an online database free to the public where if they find a photo they want, they can download it and use it for personal, non-commercial use.
I understand you're also – you have a new title as well. Oh. You're Fresno Photographer Laureate, Photo Laureate?
Photo Laureate. The Board of Supervisors in 2010 designated me the county's Photo Laureate. It's an honorary title. I'm very honored by that. And the city council and mayor last month adopted a similar resolution. Paul Capiolio led the effort. And I'm very honored by that. They both properly recognized Poplar Valley as the first, but I'm his successor, and I'm very honored by that.
When you go to non-public events, do you approach them the same way, maybe family events or parties? Do you also always have your camera with you?
I do. As one quick story, my daughter went to Roosevelt High, and she was in the yearbook staff one year, and the instructor said, okay, I want all of you to bring in your baby pictures because we want to put one in the yearbook. And he turned to my daughter, Robin, and said, Robin, I know your dad. You have no excuses.
Great story indeed. Howard Watkins, a retired Fresno attorney, is with us today talking about his side project, his hobby, and his truly love, his photo archive. 300,000 photos of life in Fresno over the years since 1973. Some of his best work is on exhibit at the Madden Library. It's taken this long to have an exhibit. Is this ever something you thought about before?
It's a lot of work, and I was really focused on getting photos indexed and raising the funds. But it seemed like it was a good time, and the library was available, and letting more people know about the breadth of my work. The people in the legal community know I take pictures there, and the faith community there, and political community there, and community organizations. But one of the things with these photo boards and the 48 photos, it shows the breadth. I mean, I go from Audra McDonald, the Bluesteins, and Margaret Hudson to the sports photos and historic parades, honoring our veterans, faith communities. So it's a very broad collection. There's, besides the 48, there's about 400 more photos on display there on photo boards by subject matter. And then there's another 1,000 on a slideshow on the computer monitor.
Anywhere along the way, did you ever say, gosh, you know, I don't know if I really want to keep doing this, or am I going to do this for forever? Was there ever a point when you thought maybe, I don't know?
There have been times that I think I bit more than I can chew, especially at 2 a.m. and I'm trying to get it done and get to bed. My wife has been extraordinarily patient and supportive, but no, it takes far more time than I ever thought.
Now that you're retired, You're taking more photos, I take it.
Well, that's one of the problems. I retired from active lawyering in 07 to index my photos. So I had all this free time. And if people don't think there's stuff happening in Fresno, Clovis area, you're just not paying attention. I could do 10 events a day without trying. And anyway, I took another 150,000 photos. That's how I got to 300,000 photos. And so I have a lot of photos to index. I've indexed 11,000. I figured I got somewhere over 50 to 60,000 I need to index.
We're talking with Fresno photographer, retired attorney Howard Watkins. He has taken over 300,000 photographs of life in Fresno since 1973. His work is in the special collections of the Henry Madden Library, and there is a new exhibit showcasing some of his finest work. It's his first ever solo show at the Henry Madden Library's Ellipse Gallery now through August 14th.
And the library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's free. It's a step back in history. Fair number of people will probably see themselves in one or more of the photos.
We'll look forward to that. Indeed. Again, Howard Watkins, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and happy birthday.
This is Valley Edition.